If he doesn't wear the right Hawaiian shirt, then the entire thing is going to be off. Our rhythm is going to be screwed. This is going to be a bad episode. This is all on Maharb's shoulders, man.
Literally. Hello and welcome to I Thought They Smelled Bad on the Outside, a show that to understand, you have to know that there was this one time we was just trying to get down the freeway, just trying so hard to get down the freeway, when all of a sudden a man in a red suit wished us a Merry Christmas in the middle of April and stabbed the drummer.
I never did like Santa Claus.
Never did. Santa Claus is an asshole.
I didn't like the drama.
Well, yeah, but that's normal.
I know you gotta be on the naughty list to get a piece of coal on Christmas, but what naughty list is that? You get a sword to the throat.
The naughty list is guys who play drums, obviously.
I would be very happy with a piece of coal for Christmas. You can burn those for heat instead of burning the drummer for dinner.
Or you can burn a drummer. They burn quite well.
We have had to do this numerous times in the cold of winter. Why do we tour in the winter? We always have to burn a drummer.
What else are we going to do?
It's so
drummers
nice
burn like Yule logs. They burn at a low temperature, but they burn for a very long time.
200 degrees, that's when fat catches fire.
Yeah, but you ever seen a fat drummer? They're wiry types.
It's true.
And on that note, I'm Scott.
I'm Jim. Are there any fat drummers, actually? Can anybody think of any?
Google fat drummers.
Dale.
I'm Dan, and I have no idea on that one.
Ah, got a picture of a fat drummer. Got a picture... Who are some famous fat drummers? Thank you, Quora! Maybe not like Beyonce famous, but drummers who know anything know who they are. Paul McCartney's drummer? That guy's not fat. He's like... just because he's not Neil Peart skinny doesn't make him fat. God damn it.
Drummers are allowed to weigh more than Flea.
Stop body-shaming drummers, dickbags.
They have enough things to be shamed about. Leave the physique alone.
They're drummers. That's the most shameful thing they could ever do.
And joining me tonight, in no particular order...
Justin. Dan. And Dan. And I think that's it. Nobody else.
That's all. We were waiting on you guys to do your intro.
I did do my intro. You just passed right over it. Didn't pay any attention to me.
What did he do? I was just talking about setting drummers on fire.
Admittedly, that is a good pastime. We aren't putting some sort of PSA on this about how you don't light drummers on fire, right?
No.
Okay, good.
If a drummer has the misfortune of being caught on fire, that's on him.
Yeah.
Hey, he was too close to the pyrotechnic display.
Oh.
Oh, seriously?
Too soon.
Too soon.
Actually, it wasn't. It was a really long time ago.
That was mad.
Yep.
But.
All right. Well, I'm calling it. Pick of the week, Justin.
Shitberries, bitch. I was not even prepared for that. I am going to go very shallow and say my pick of the week is Fallout 4. Because I finally passed 48 hours of game time.
Two full days.
Over the past... two months, I have logged 48 hours, which is about an hour a day, not evenly distributed, but...
No, that sounds like a perfectly acceptable range for your hobbies.
Yes. And, well, you know, I am still in the honeymoon period with my X-Bone because my wife gave it to me for Christmas. And I'm like, but you gave me this for Christmas, honey. You can't expect me not to play. Click, click, boom.
That's going to wear out soon. You know that, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. Thank you very much for the relationship advice, Jim.
You're welcome. Clearly, well, yes. I have more experience than you in this particular arena.
Oh, yeah, oodles.
I got most of the way through that without laughing. You got to give me that.
But I did just finish a very important mission where I had to infiltrate a base filled with robots, and I'm so good with my pistol that I was just blowing their limbs off and leaving them to twitch on the ground.
That's the goal.
Are you sure those were robots?
People scream more.
Okay.
Yes. But to be honest, most of them expired after the third limb got blown off. But there was a legendary one. He just
shoot him, Morty. Just shoot him. They're robots. They don't feel anything.
Never watched that show. But I hear it's good. Hey, Dan, what's your pick?
My pick is going to be season 3 of Ruby. Holy shit. That is a turn of tone.
No, that is the story of Jack Ruby, the Dallas strip club proprietor, who assassinated Lee Harvey Oswald, correct?
Yep. Yes.
No.
Are you okay? What? Yes, no.
No.
He's talking about Ruby.
On the other hand, is that some sort of Japanimation thing?
The same guy who did Red versus Blue.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not a Japanimation thing.
Actually, it kind of is.
They pay South Koreans far less than they're worth to make it. That's as Japanimation as you can get.
That's true. Oh, Zay.
Actually, that's all in-house.
Oh, my apologies to South Korea.
Don't worry, they didn't hear you. They're busy playing StarCraft and LOL.
Oh, StarCraft joke.
Who else is going to make it?
Anybody.
You didn't.
Someone in 1997.
You know what? They're all
the
dead.
The entirety of 1997 was an extended joke about South Koreans playing StarCraft. Pretty Fun much. Fact.
It's true.
Exactly how it happened.
I'm just amazed everybody on the West Coast survived when the entire Korean Peninsula turned into a giant boner when StarCraft II was announced.
Yes.
Okay, that didn't come out right.
Yeah, that joke died.
Can we cut that one out?
No, we keep that in. That's our lead.
Fucking Night at the Apollo here, man.
Jim, you've been a lovely audience. Good night.
Yeah. I ain't scared of you fuckers.
Go, Jim.
Ah, fuck. Well, last time I was on, I bitched at idiots for supporting EA, and then I went and I bought Street Fighter V.
Fuck you, bitch. Simpsons tapped out for life.
That's right. You have a mild dependency on that, don't you, my friend?
Tip, 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 tip.
But no, I picked up Street Fighter V. I'm enjoying it, and yes, it's going to take them a while to pump out the content. The content's free. Capcom could have gone this another way. They could have been like, everybody gets Street Fighter V for free, and if you want anything in it, you have to pay for it. I'm looking at you, most MOBAs, and a lot of online games.
Amazing.
So,
did they ever make that DC Universe MOBA?
It tanked like a bitch.
Yeah, they pulled it after like 3 months?
I think it made it to 6.
Okay.
The worst part is some of the things in there were actually really cool concepts. Like there was the Negative Zone Superman I would have loved to have seen as an actual comic character. But the game itself was subpar to bad.
I'm sorry. I should not have brought that up. That's just a distraction.
That's fine. But no, Street Fighter V, I am enjoying it when I sit down to play it. It's a nice thing for me to kick out a little bit of time and play some Street Fighter. It'll be better as more content comes out. That's it. It's easily the most polished fighter I own, and I'm okay with that. Scottman, what you got?
You know what? I've got a book. This is a book called Tokyo Vice. It is a memoir from Jake Adelstein, who is the only white guy to work for the Yomiuri Shimbun, the Japanese version, not the daily version that goes out in several languages. And he worked in the police beat.
Is that a newspaper?
That is a newspaper.
Okay, you could have let us know that.
I'm sorry. Shinbun means newspaper.
Yeah, thanks. All right, hands up, who here speaks Japanese? Anyone? Anyone?
You can't see any of us, dude.
Yes, I'm assuming there's not a lot of hands in the air right now, is all I'm saying.
Scott, is yours up?
Yeah.
Yeah, so is mine.
Yeah. Fuck you, bitches.
So, how you doing, Dan?
I'm kind of like half-masked because I understand some, but not all.
Okay.
Well, we now you know newspaper. That's one more for the day.
Progress.
But it is his experiences working as an investigative reporter on the police beat, and then eventually his weird entanglements with the Yakuza.
Well, that's always good. That has to turn out positively, right?
Well, I mean, he still has all of his fingers, so you know.
If Black Rain's taught me anything, it's that should be really unlikely.
Yeah, I think we need to go with Black Rain as our introduction to Japanese culture. That's a good idea. That and that Michael Crichton book that got turned into a movie, both of which were incredibly racist.
Yep.
So, yeah.
You know, we've talked about Black Rain. It's a weird-ass movie.
It's a delightful film. Poor Andy Garcia.
Poor Andy Garcia. Poor everyone in that.
That's true.
Except Michael Douglas?
Except him. He deserves what he gets.
How the fuck do you not kill somebody in the metalworks?
Oh, once again, I missed. I'm going to just check and see if this is on Netflix. I'll just watch this movie while you guys are talking.
Yeah, it is.
It is on Netflix. That's how we saw it.
Yep. Actually, okay. Let's scrap tonight. Let's just talk about Black Rain, okay?
I'd watch it.
Yeah, we're live talking Black Rain. There we go.
We are live commentating on Black Rain.
We're just going to record a two-hour commentary. It's not on Netflix.
What?
Fuck, did they call it?
Beyond the Black Rainbow is on Netflix.
That's different.
No, it was on there.
Totally. And I know it's different. It's a fucking hallucinogenic Canadian SF movie. But
that
Black Rain
be as good.
Oh, that's upsetting. I'm upset that we can't live stream Black Rain and instead have to talk about some other stuff.
Revert to our actual plans we had for the day.
Yeah,
damn you, Netflix.
Damn you, Netflix. Actually, don't. You're not damned until you confirm or deny you're renewing Young Justice. But
I finally finished season two, and I'm like, you cannot fucking end on this cliffhanger. God damn it!
Yeah,
sure they can.
Yeah, they can.
And they did. But now someone's going to talk about bringing it back.
I want it back.
We all want it back.
I want more good shows and a lot less of Teen Titans Go.
But yes,
here's one lesson I learned as a young man. If you don't like something, just don't watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just walk away.
I did watch Young Justice, and I didn't watch Teen Titans Go. And they canceled Young Justice and renewed Teen Titans Go. So there's a problem with that.
The world is a cruel place, Daniel. It's a cruel place.
Keep going. They're going to cancel the one you watch, so you need to start watching shitty ones.
Well, I don't know. Steven Universe just went on another fucking extended hiatus, so.
Which one?
Steven Universe.
Is that anything like Steven Eady?
That's the one with the people with the gems in them and the really toxic Tumblr community, isn't it?
All right. Are you talking about away from that side of the community
that follows the show, or it's about a deadly toxic Tumblr community?
No, the community that follows the show. I know nothing of the show other than the fact that apparently there's a contingent of its fandom that makes the fandoms I'm used to dealing with look sane and reasonable.
I just want to say there is not a fandom in the world that is
sane or reasonable.
Yeah. Yes.
So speaking of unreasonable fandom, the Deadpool movie came out.
Yay! Woo!
And it's delightful. I found it quite enjoyable. It's a very nice, short, little thing that is very, very much Joe Kelly
it's
era
interestingly
Deadpool.
It's structured, for one thing.
Yeah, I mean, it feels right for the character, where you shift from romantic comedy to horror movie to shoot 'em up.
Action film.
to revenge film.
All in flashback.
Yeah. I liked that, though. Like, that completely fits.
It does break up the standard superhero origin just enough that you're not like, oh yeah, yeah, that's that beat.
So his parents got shot by the dog in a park or some shit.
On another planet exploded.
The thing for me is, I look at Deadpool, and it is the most, like, literal translation of a comic book page to a movie. Like, this
no,
is
that's Ang Lee's Hulk.
Oh,
No.
That is a joke. That's Ang Lee's Hulk, and that was the problem with that movie. It was a literal copy-paste from pages, and it was terrible.
No, what I meant was, like, the character, like, literally this Deadpool is almost identical to the Deadpool you would get in the comic.
Yeah.
With his portrayal. In some runs. With his portrayal, his attitudes, his quips, everything.
Yes.
And I loved it. It was awesome.
The role of Ryan Reynolds was born to play.
Yep.
In his hometown, no less.
Playing a character from Regina, the city that rhymes with fun.
And that's it. It's just a fun little movie. I'm really glad that we got it and they got it right. I think James Gunn is spot on with the post he made about it, saying that the producers are going to take the wrong lesson from it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, right.
And once again, people need to learn. Hey, let's make good movies, and if they can be suited by being restricted, great. They're just going to say, let's just make restricted movies.
Yeah, well, we've got the announcements down that X-Force is probably going to be R-rated, and apparently Wolverine's next one is going to be loosely based on Old Man Logan and R-rated.
You know, I think a good Wolverine movie can be made that's R-rated.
I'd
just like to see a good Wolverine movie made.
Well, that's kind of it, right? Like, an R-rated Wolverine movie is not really out there. You have James killing people and you actually show it.
Oh, motherfucker, did you just call him James?
Yes. Deal with it.
That this is not like what this is not like Clark. He does not want to be called James. He will shank you
anyway.
For that. He would shank you for that.
You're right. He would, and I'd laugh at him.
No, yes, you would gurgle. You would gurgle in an approximation of a laugh.
I would still try to laugh at him because he's a 5'2" hairy Canadian. I know enough of those.
Oh. Leave your personal life out of this, son.
Personal, professional. It's all the fucking same.
Yes.
One observation I've got for Deadpool. I actually really liked the relationship in this.
Well, considering that Vanessa in the comics is just kind of a name that he gets to angst over.
Well, Copycat's a kind of wannabe mystique that they didn't develop properly and then killed.
Yeah.
So, Vanessa was...
Spoilers! Nice in it.
She's dead! She's been dead for years.
I honestly thought, like, the way they were portraying her, that they were gonna just, like, turn her into the movie version of Domino.
Well
that could still happen.
That was how Copycat first appeared. She was a fake-out Domino. Like, she replaced Domino in X-Force for an extended period of time. And nobody knew it. And then they revealed it. Mostly because they sent Wade to kill her. Don't try to go back to the Liefeld days. It gets complicated and stupid.
Yeah.
You suck, Liefeld. Okay, was he actually in that movie?
Yes.
Maybe it was him?
Yeah, they've gone out of their way to try to get people involved, get people on screen. It's just like how Brubaker was in Winter Soldier.
Okay. Because he calls the guy Rob at one point, and I wasn't sure if that was actually Liefeld.
I think he actually says Liefeld.
Yeah.
I thought he said Rob.
No, there was a coffee cup that it was like from Starbucks or something. That
yes.
Said
Rob L. And I laugh Rob like L. a mofo.
Yeah. So they actually did sneak him in there, and god damn it. I kind of wish they'd actually gotten out of the way to shout out to everyone who's worked on the book, because it's only like 8 guys. You could give them all a street sign.
Brian Posehn should have been in that fucking movie.
Oh, god, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, T.J. Miller did an excellent job, but Brian Posehn could have played Weasel.
Oh, yeah.
And it still would have worked.
And you could have had all of them lined up as lab rats in Francis's lab.
Yeah.
Kill them all off gruesomely. They'd have a great day of it.
Yes.
Design your own death.
No. That's just... No.
Why not?
I don't deserve it.
Okay. So... The other thing I do want to point out that I really liked is Negasonic Teenage Warhead being...
Oh, she was so cool.
She's so cool, and she's
complete
a...
Complete departure.
Complete departure.
You got me in a box here.
Yeah. And It's weird to see Deadpool have a comedic foil who gets what he's doing and does not like it, as opposed to someone who is just a stick. I mean, that Cable's just a stick for the shtick. But Negasonic's like, yeah, I see what you're doing. Shut the fuck up.
It's dumb.
I do like the actress who portrayed her. Very talented. She was given not a lot to do, but she did a good job with it.
She did her utmost with those mean comments and sullen silences.
Periodically being not quite cannonball.
And the voice actor who portrayed Colossus.
That was delightful.
I don't even know if there was a mocap suit out there.
I want to say there was a mocap element to him.
There had to be.
It was like a bodybuilder dude. He was walking on stilted boots that would have put him to the right scale, and he's like
slap a bodybuilder into some lifts, and away we go.
Yep.
That's how they pretty much put him in the checkerboard suit, and he's walking around doing the scenes with them.
I like Piotr in this movie.
He was wonderful. It took us way too damn long to get a good Colossus in a movie.
That's because fucking Hugh Jackman takes up all the air in the room.
Yeah. I just like this idea. It's like, yes, you must... wake up, hero. Brush your teeth, a hero. No. It really only matters, like, twice.
Tries to go into the big...
Wait, what did... Nope.
That was... And Dopinder.
Dopinder was great.
Yeah.
I kind of hope he's in the sequel, and at the same time, he's probably going to be in jail.
Dopinder could be new Hydra Bob.
Bob was in the movie.
His cousin's not going to be in a good state, assuming he lives. And that's going to be hard to explain.
What were you doing back there? That was horrible. I'm sorry. I apologize for doing a bad Indian accent. The actor who played Dopinder was hilarious. The chemistry he had with Reynolds was very nice.
It was a great throwaway.
And I put together a playlist of the music from the movie. Just like 8 songs. Oh my god, the opening with Angel in the Morning and the freeze frame zooming through the tumbling truck was great.
The credits. Not actually featuring any names. Just going, God, you know, so God's perfect idiot. The true heroes, a bunch of corporate douchebags.
Yeah.
A big CG thing.
I just loved it. It was a comic book movie that was aware of itself.
Oh, the most aware.
Yeah.
You know what's the most annoying thing in the world?
What?
Everyone who has to point out every other R-rated movie that was also adapted from a comic book. Like, the only one I will concede is a superhero movie is Blade.
Yeah, like, come on. Like, you're trying...
Watchmen's a piece of shit.
You're trying out The Crow just to prove a point about your nerd dick? Come on, guys.
Yeah, seriously, what the hell?
It did not thump when it hit the table, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? Judge Dredd, fuck off.
Actually, Dredd was awesome.
Sorry, I'm not saying shame. It wasn't. It
was awesome. I'm not going to look at Dredd in that regard. Successful.
That is just a problem with humanity.
Yeah, that's just something wrong with our world that Dredd did not succeed.
Wait, just so we're clear, we're talking about the Stallone one, right?
No.
No, I was talking
nobody
about
likes you. People. Nobody likes you, Jim.
Everybody likes me. Deal with it.
Marinated and slow roasted, maybe, but...
The Stallone one was delightfully awful.
You're two-thirds right there.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Yep. Oh, I'm not saying you can watch it and take it seriously, but it's great to watch and laugh at everybody dumb enough to be involved.
You can watch it and take shots. The only thing good about that was the first 5 minutes of Dredd until he took off his helmet and Machine Angel.
Yep.
That was the good parts.
Yep.
And what's his face is Rico. He was good. Anything that didn't have to do with like Saturday Night Live guy and Stallone with his helmet off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Less Rob Schneider, the better.
Okay.
Yeah, but
you can do it!
Role.
That's all he should do.
That should be his whole career. Just you call him up to be like, okay, we've got one take. We just need you to tell this guy that he can do it.
That pretty much is his career.
I give him props, though. he is like the one guy out of like Adam Sandler's crew who doesn't come back for his awful movies. I'm looking at you, Pixels, and Grown Ups, and about anything else from Adam Sandler that's come out in the last 5 years.
Tell me he would not have murdered his family to be in the Grown Ups films.
You know full well, had the opportunity presented, he would have been the damn president in Pixels.
Yeah.
And that would have been harder to believe.
Oh, God. I still have to see Pixels, unfortunately.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
They filmed it outside my office.
Yeah,
there's already seen it.
Yeah,
you've seen the only part that matters.
There's tons of things filmed outside your office you could watch, like RoboCop, or Suicide Squad, or the remake of Total Recall.
What is wrong with your office?
It's a popular corner,
full of terrible things.
It's just downtown Toronto, man. It looks like any city in the world.
With a plane crashed into it.
Yeah.
I wish I'd been downtown when that happened.
I tripped over some debris.
I walked home and saw the car and was like, what the fuck is that purple car? Why the fuck is there a crowd here? Get upstairs. Oh.
Batman.
Huh. How do you like that?
So, that was Deadpool. We pretty much liked it.
Yeah. Can we just do a quick round around the table? Everything you loved about Deadpool?
Scott, well, what you love about Deadpool?
I'm going to have to say that the... as much as everything in it I did like, I think the cherry on top was the Ferris Bueller's Day Off post credits.
Good call.
I'm calling it right now. I'm going to be greatly disappointed if Stephen Lang is not Cable.
It's Keira Knightley, and you know it.
I have to Google Stephen Lang because I got no idea.
Did you see Avatar?
Oh, yeah, he would be good.
You look at him and you see Nathan. It's not an issue.
Wow.
But Jesus. No, it's going to Keira Knightley.
Come on.
I'm just going to get a whiteboard, and every time you refer to a comic book character by their fucking name, I'm going to put a check off. And at Scott's next fucking barbecue, I'm just going to tie you to the ground and start kicking.
No, because you're going to wind up with a blackboard in about a week.
Nathan, what the hell?
Fucking Jesus. Deal with it.
Jesus. Mine was
His name is Nathan Dayspring Ascani-san Summers. You happy? Ascani-san.
Nerd.
What the fuck kind of middle name is that?
Okay.
Named after his mother. Shut up.
His mother was Madeline.
Madeline Ascani Summers.
No!
Anyway, so my favorite part was the year-long sex scene with Wade and Marina Baccarin's character, just because that was hilarious, and it was played to Neil Sedaka's Calendar Girl, and I really was kind of expecting to pull out during Thanksgiving and find them fucking on somebody's table. But thankfully, they didn't go that far. But still, comedy, and it made me tingle in my bathing suit area. Hey, Jim, what was your favorite part?
I'm actually kind of drawing similar off of that. Again, I just really liked their relationship. Like, I really enjoyed the Wade and Vanessa relationship angle because it was like, these are healthy adults. I rarely see this in cinema. Most of the time, somebody's crazy.
Yes, crazy. Thankfully, they were nice and sane.
Well, they were sane in a relativistic sense, and I'll take it. Beyond that, I just enjoyed the crap out of it all. Dan, what you got?
Well, for me, it was the how aware of itself it was. The fact that it was making fun of every comic book movie that's come out lately, like straight up referencing Avengers and Samuel L. Jackson. I think he directly reference Spider-Man at one point? I'm not sure.
Loosely. He went with the radioactive Sharpay bit.
Yeah.
That's what it was, okay.
I mean, there's something to be said for which professor now? Stewart or McAvoy? You're messing around with things. I can't keep it straight.
Hey, you kids see 122 hours? Spoiler! And the finger was flipping the bird. That was beautiful.
Someday there's going to be like some sort of trauma surgeon that says the fingers go limp when you cut off the hand, and it's just going to ruin the movie for me a little bit.
Then you just cut their hand off and say, huh, you're right. Well, there you go.
Yeah. And that's
actually, you know what, now that I think about it, my favorite stuff was Wade and his roommate.
The Blind Al?
Blind Al?
Blind Al.
Blind Al is wonderful. Blind Al is a keeper in all regards, and I love the fact they put her in.
Oh, by the way, I've hidden over 100 kilos of cocaine throughout the house. It is right next to the cure for blindness.
What a dick.
I'm still not totally convinced he didn't actually hide cocaine around the house.
Probably could.
Yeah. I think Weasel took him at his words.
Why wouldn't he?
No.
God bless Leslie Uggams.
Yes.
I'm going to be delving deep into her musical career.
All right. So our next topic on the list is Ant-Man, the not quite Edgar Wright movie.
There's chunks of Edgar Wright in there.
Oh, you can taste the Edgar Wright on some scenes, and you know he would have just cut that so much tighter.
It was still enjoyable. Still did well. It introduced the new several new guys to the Marvel Universe. Expanded on the history of S.H.I.E.L.D. It gave us Luis Peña, which was, hey.
That was delightful. I want him to be the guy that does the recap before Infinity War Part 2.
He needs to be a special feature on every Marvel movie from this point out, retelling the film.
I want that, like, you know how they used to always include the little Marvel shorts with the Phase 1 stuff? I won't literally just want it on, like, the next DVD for Civil War. It'll literally be him, like, a 15-minute clip. All the actors are out Marvel. Like, you get Jeff Bridges to come back as Obadiah Stane, dubbing or lip-syncing Michael Pena's lines.
I would deal. That would be beautiful.
Yeah.
It was... Oh, he was so good.
I am surprised how much I enjoyed it, considering its troubled production history.
Well, not even just the troubled production, just that nothing quite clicked together. Like, every time there was a scene that was good, you were like, more of this! Dude, give me one more of these! Then they'd just give you something else that felt a little flat. And then they'd do one more thing that was wonderful, and it's like, no more of this!
No. This is good. We can continue on with this. Correct? Right. No? Nope. All right. Your call. You are the managers. You are the producers. And Kevin Feige, would you like to... I'd like to talk to you in your office for a moment. But it did well. IMDb says it scored almost $500 million.
Yep.
Which is an impressive box office for a movie that came out.
Is it about a no-name character, basically?
Came out American Thanksgiving and had... Oh, no, sorry.
It came out in summer.
August.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Yeah, considering he only had about, other than like Comic-Con stuff, it had about maybe a month and a half of build-up after the Avengers.
Yes.
Well, it was better than Avengers, but that wasn't a hard target.
Yeah, Avengers was enjoyable. Age of Ultron was bad. It just, you know, once again, we deal with a situation. There's too many. Oh, jeez, $1.4 billion, and it was a disappointment. It's hilarious. Ooh.
Welcome to modern cinema.
Yep.
Don't get me started.
I know.
You know what that movie needed more? Idris Elba.
Yeah, all of them.
Yes, but that's universally true.
That's just, you know what? You could have given me Prometheus without anything else except Idris Elba is a charming space captain who flies around and plays accordion and plays Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
I loved Michael Douglas in this as cranky Hank Pym.
That was good. I can't wait to see who they cast as Janet in the sequel.
Didn't they? No, they haven't picked anyone, have they?
No, they had like a stunt actress who mocapped the suit, and then in the photography bits, you know, had her head slightly out of angle.
She was wearing a helmet the entire time, or had a hat on. And I love that the picture of him and his family, his wife's face is obscured. I'm like, Jesus Christ, Hank, hire a fucking photographer.
Yeah, you can't pay for the second shot there, buddy? What the hell? Yeah.
That was the one you developed.
He's like, but I look so handsome, I just couldn't go with another picture.
Like, well, that's kind of Hank.
It is and it isn't. This is the man who, you know, married the woman who looked exactly like his dead ex-wife. But thankfully, Michael Douglas is a less horrifying form of crazy Hank Pym.
Michael Douglas was a charming motherfucker.
And he had some anger management issues.
All right, but okay. Quick show of hands. And by show of hands, I mean the second time you saw the tank, did you not go, oh, it is an actual tank,
yeah,
and it will go like, to full size?
That is a Soviet tank he's just been hanging on to for a rainy day.
Chekhov, what the hell are you doing in this scene?
That was... It did pan out very well, though. I think
it was
did.
Delightful.
Yes.
You need to care for an ant, a CGI ant that gets shot.
Oh, no, Antony was gone. Antony has left this plane. We must pour a 40 on the curb for Antony. And you know what sucks? The performer who played Antony did not even get a credit in the movie. What the hell? Hollywood! Hollywood!
That's the diversity problem again for you. Yeah. You're not giving ants credit.
Female ants get no respect.
I'm kind of hoping if they actually choose to pursue like a microverse angle on any of this, that they decide that Yellowjacket's not dead. Because it would be nice to have a Marvel villain live through a movie.
Well, Loki keeps doing it, but he's just so sexy.
That's why, and I've had more than enough Loki at this point.
Well, I'm sorry, son. Ragnarok is coming out, and you're
I might
get...
be busy for 6 months to a year to forever.
Jim, Ragnarok is a space road trip movie with the Hulk. Hulk navigating! Hulk gets shotgun!
Wait.
Yeah, feel free to skip that.
Is Space Trucker going to be in it?
They damn well better. If they're even half committed to having the Hulk be in a space road trip movie.
All right, no, I'm back on board. God damn it.
We can't stop here. This is Skrull Country.
The only other way you'd get me on board is if you inform me that Burt Reynolds was in it.
There's still time.
Yeah, I'm now actually hoping that. No offense to Mark Ruffalo, I would love it if they recast the Hulk as Burt Reynolds.
David Banner, he looks nothing like anyone else.
Nope.
Never looks the same twice. And it doesn't matter who plays the fucking villain, they're not going to get any screen time. It's a Thor movie.
Yeah, exactly. Who is the villain? Who gives a shit? He's a speed bump.
Who's the villain? Some guy that Loki's manipulating.
Yep.
But yeah. Ant-Man. I liked it.
Paul Rudd was a lot of fun in this.
Paul Rudd is a national goddamn treasure.
Yep.
Fucking Nicolas Cage should be looking for him every day. What the hell happened to those movies, I want to ask you?
National Treasure or Nicolas Cage films?
Well, National Treasure. We saw what happened to Nicolas Cage. There's no reason to be cruel. But, seriously, like, they had two really popular movies, and then, meh.
Maybe he got contracted into some terrible film and couldn't come back for anymore.
Poor bastard. Anyway, but yes. So, but no, I enjoyed Ant-Man. I think we all enjoyed Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Ant-Man was fun. Ant-Man was fairly light. They killed sheep, which was like, oh, you bastard!
Oh, yeah.
Bastard that was... killed some sheep.
They also killed a human with that.
Yeah,
but he was like a douchebag arms dealer, and the sheep is just a tiny little sheep.
You could seriously have just weaponized that shit, though.
That's lamb none of us will get to eat.
You could probably spread that on toast.
It's not the same as gyro.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It might.
I want to go there so bad. Son of a bitch.
But no, they could have just weaponized it in that form and sold that to Hydra. I don't think Hydra would be really opposed to a gun that turns everything it touches into a pile of quivering goop.
Yeah.
No, this isn't our shrinky war machine enough. What?
Like, sometimes you get fixated on a solution, on one result, that you don't see a perfectly equally valid saleable result out there.
That's fair.
Sometimes you need a guy who's walking by to say, hey... Post-it notes.
Yeah.
He probably didn't say, hey, post-it notes. He just said, hey, the lack of strength of this glue is useful in several ways that we had not thought of.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just the lack of strength, the ability to remove and reattach it to things.
Yeah.
But yes, yay, Ant's man, you're a man who rides an ants.
I like the one thing I did like about Ant-Man was the change of scale on things. Because with Thor, it was world-ending. With the Avengers, it was world-ending. And yes. Here it's just like, okay, yeah, it's going to be bad if these guys get out, but if we lose this battle, okay, in a month's time, maybe they're going to have about 100 or about 1,000 yellow jacket suits, but the world's not going to end at that moment.
It's going to suck. Captain America is going to have to punch a lot of people.
Yeah, and they're going to be really tiny.
Yeah. Although, to be honest, Falcon would probably be able to take them pretty good. Can we talk about the Falcon cameo?
You mean how they shot it so that any other character they could have grabbed in that scene could have done the same scene?
Yes.
Because they never share a frame with Paul Rudd, not even once.
Are you sure?
I'm almost certain.
Don't make me go back and watch it, man, because I hate proving you wrong.
Maybe there's several alternate cuts where different Avengers showed up during that.
Like,
game.
I almost want to say that had scheduling gone really sideways, it would have been Rhodey.
I'm watching it. It's got Japanese subtitles or someone. All right. Well, he shrunk really tiny. To be deadly honest, yeah.
Yep.
Well, Anthony Mackie did a great job, and it's good to see him, you know, getting out work. And doing stuff.
Yeah. I feel like that was a phone call.
Well, there they are talking to each other. You know, it could be body doubles, but I'm Ant-Man. Sorry, I'll stop watching it. But thank you guys for letting me ramble on as I watch a video clip. Podcasting is a science, folks.
Woo!
But no. I liked it. It was functionally, like, it was unexpected. I didn't actually realize Anthony Mackie was going to have a throwaway bit in it. It was fun to watch. It really didn't actually move much in the way of the plot, but still.
Well, I will give a prop, though. I think it kind of showed off that Scott had gotten the hang of the suit.
Yeah, the training sequences were nice. Practically, I'd say montage-esque.
You're saying you're going to recut this to Rocky?
No.
We could. Someone probably has, to be honest.
That's what YouTube's for.
Yeah. But, no, I mean, Paul Rudd, National Treasure, a guy who played villain, would not be able to pull him out of a lineup.
No.
If they were all bald. And, like, one of you guys was the yellow jacket dude.
Or maybe you were in Deadpool. I don't know. You're just bald.
The guy who played Ajax was much sexier than the guy who played Yellow Jacket.
Because he got more screen time.
I don't know. No. Stoll had lots of on-screen time. He did lots of stuff with... More stuff with Michael Douglas. You know, his stuff with Paul Rudd was entirely fistfights. Or shrinking people.
Well,
oh my
he
God,
had no reason to Thomas do anything
the,
else.
Thomas the Tank Engine. So beautiful.
They had to fight really hard to make sure it was Thomas the Tank Engine and not some generic toy train.
And had to fight for licensing. I love that.
Worth every goddamn.
He's got to be the hero. Can't do anything too bad. Da, 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 da.
It's like it's a sight gag, guys.
Yeah, calm down. And then there's the ant that became a dog.
Yeah. Oh God.
Well, all animals in movies are dogs. Yes. All of them.
Because it's a lot easier than considering what a macro-sized ant would be.
Well, it's funnier that way.
Yeah.
The other thing I did like is, as weird as they were, was Michael Pena's crew.
Oh, those guys?
When they're...
Yeah.
We gotta help Scott. We gotta help Scott, man. He needs our help. He needs help. You run to the police line. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up.
Nope.
Just keep backing.
Well,
it
none
up.
Of them are
they're
heroes.
Not, they're not gonna do any good.
They are the two bittiest of two bit crooks imaginable. Yeah. Like that guy was arrested for stealing a smoothie machine. Two smoothie machines. Like somehow
this is gypsy magic.
Yeah. It was hilarious to then go back and see him as a rocket ship pilot in The Martian a few weeks later.
Oh, man. Cool. That's hilarious. That's great. So Ant-Man, pretty good. And then our last one on the list for tonight is...
Ant-Man, last film of Phase 2, I will like to point out.
Last film of Phase 2.
It came in my Phase 2 box set, which I spent way too fucking much money on.
Well, that's what the box sets are for at this point.
It comes with a little glowing thing, so...
Does the glowing thing do anything or just glow?
Glows.
Well, I guess that's good. I guess.
All right. So that anyway, we're talking
about the next one, right?
The next one, which is good old Jessica Jones, because you know we were Daredevil wasn't quite dark enough. This needed to really delve into the blackestness of humanity. Man's inhumanity to man on display for everyone.
Yeah. It was, oh man. I like to think that there's lots of Tumblr pages that were weeping because they saw David Tennant playing a villain.
No. Trust me, the Whovians didn't get it.
No, you got a fair bit of fear.
But all I am going to say is, I didn't think that Kristen Ritter would be able to pull it off, because I only knew her from the Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23.
Well, I feel like that was the basis to me. It's like, okay, yeah, Jessica Jones is the Bee in Apartment 23 of the superhero universe. And then, so much pathos on top of that. Good going.
So much pathos. The best part was her relationship with Patsy.
Patsy, oh my God, the longest running Marvel Comics character.
I am pretty sure Prince Namor and this Human Torch might have some words.
Because
Namor just got decapitated.
Because Namor stopped running for a while, whereas Patsy was in something continuously.
Yeah.
Is this the fucking first R-rated superhero movie discussion over again?
A little bit.
You can hear it hit the table.
Yes. But yes, Jessica Jones. I saw a number of people who felt it went on too long.
I think there's a pacing issue.
There is.
Yeah.
The Marvel Netflix series are 13 episodes each, even though some of them could be 10, Jessica Jones. But
there was definitely a bit you could have trimmed from Jessica Jones, like what the fuck was going on with Nuke?
Missed that character completely.
Yeah. That's a wrinkle we didn't necessarily need. And I think, honestly, could have opened...
The Frank Miller books? Holy crap.
Yeah, I feel like the first three episodes could have been sort of standalone, just this is what it's like being a PI in a slightly strange universe. Kind of like the first few issues of the comic were, without necessarily having Chris Evans show up.
That would have been cool.
Although if they had completely replicated the first issue, I'd have been like, fuck yeah. But I think you could have maybe opened with a series of standalones and then built up that arc, and we would have had like a really solid show. But now it's just sort of like, okay, there's this bit in the middle where it dips. A little dip in the middle.
For a Bendis book, it's tolerable.
I mean, Bendis does work street well. I'm never going to say... I will give him that little smidge of credit. It's like you give him a guy on a rooftop, he knows what to do.
Well, that's always what he's been good at, right?
Yeah.
It's when you give him a gaggle of A-listers and an open page that he can fill with his babble that things start to fall apart.
Or tell them to take people to space for no reason.
Christ. Or kill Alpha Flight off screen.
Ugh.
Well, what else were you supposed to do with him? Nobody cares, right?
Don't say anything, Yankee, or we will.
We'll find you. We will find you.
We will groan angrily and then apologize for any threat we might have posed.
Yes. But, no, I mean, Jessica Jones, atmospheric, it was like troweled on. Good performances by Kristen Ritter. Love her. good performance by Mike Coulter as Luke Cage.
I mean, they did give me an unironic Sweet Christmas within two episodes of him showing up, which is really all I wanted him to do, and then he did better.
Adored Patsy Walker.
Patsy.
Oh my god. I love that she started out as a sort of a Wrecking Ball singing girl?
Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus.
Well, that's how you would update her character, I think, to this context.
America's sweetheart, Patsy Walker.
Now she's working for She-Hulk.
David Tennant as Kilgrave, holy crap.
Holy shit. Oh my god. Talk about a total 180 from what he was before.
You know, like, that. It's like, I hope everyone on Mind Control Fic forums looked at this and felt just a stab of shame through their bodies. Like, oh yeah, that thing we like is really creepy.
The way they told the story.
It's creepy for both sides. That was the interesting thing, is that they made you think about his perspective for a minute, and then it's like, no, he's still horrible.
He's
still a monster, yeah.
Tennant did a good job.
The level, like, you almost feel it. The atmosphere is so oppressive that you almost feel a level of discomfort watching the show sometimes. And I think that's a good thing for it.
Oh, good lord, yes. That's a very good.
Yeah.
That's just a well done piece of drama.
Yeah.
Yeah. This show, like we said, the only drawback is it was maybe about two or three episodes too long.
I remember chunks of it, but the full, you know, individual episodes, I don't recall a lot what happened, you know.
There were about, like, maybe one capture attempts too many.
Yeah. Oh, God. He's either incredibly clever or they're incredibly incompetent.
A little from column A, a little from column B.
Let's just back him into a room.
Let's go.
But, you know, once again, enjoyable as heck.
Yeah, it's...
Enjoyable may be a strong word. Well put together.
Compelling?
Compelling.
Compelling. Engaging. Compelling.
Yes.
These are the words we use for tough drama some days.
Yes.
And I know the actress is super keen to actually be Hellcat, which I'm like, I would accept Hellcat. Fuck yeah, Hellcat.
We're down for that.
We are down for Hellcat.
Fuck yeah, Hellcat. That was my favorite Tumblr. But yes.
The one thing that I think is great is Kristen Ritter and David Tennant are going around cons together.
Oh.
And people get freaked out and they're like, dude, it was just a show. We are still friends. It's affected people so much that they're still uncomfortable in real life seeing the two of them, even at a con, smiling, celebrating the show together.
See, that's one of those separate the art from the artist moments.
Yeah, but...
That's one of those things, let the poor actor get off stage.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not like, you know, people are walking up to him calling him by their character's name. It's just like people appreciated the performance enough about it that it still affects them when they're not watching it.
Yeah. Oof. It's a good thing neither of them are terribly method.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
But, no, I mean, they... as with Daredevil, it could have... There could have been better pacing throughout the series. Individual episodes ranged from oh my to oh, this is excellent. And at the end, her costume didn't look too goofy. So that was good, too.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm curious to see if they actually bring back Jerry Hogarth for Heroes for Hire, because that's where the character's from. Maybe that could be a thing.
That would be excellent.
That'd be an interesting little arc for Carrie Ann Moss, who was also excellent in the show.
Yes. Now, okay, did Hogarth get... Was she, like, about to get disbarred at the end of that?
That's the implication. I don't know if maybe she gets... Jerry Hogarth, the character in Heroes for Hire, is the legal consultant for the firm. So that's where the connection is, but I don't know.
The firm.
Yeah. Well, what else are you going to call... Iron Fist and Power Man punching guys for justice and also reasonable rates.
A limited liability corporation. Or mercenary.
Will be reprising her role of Jerry Hogarth in the upcoming Netflix series Iron Fist.
All right, there we go. She's back. So she'll probably.
Do we have Danny yet?
No, we don't have a Danny yet, and I still want it very much to be an Asian man.
That would be cool.
That moment where it's like, here's our village of mystic kung fu. Here is our greatest warrior, the white guy.
Oh, Zing.
That's hard. That's hard for me
I
now.
I did like the little bit when, God, why am I blanking on her name right now?
Probably because you're on meth.
Night Nurse.
No, that's breaking.
I know her character's Night Nurse. Claire. Yeah. Ego.
That appearance was nice. Claire. And oh my God, when she drained Luke Cage's skull, I pretty much fainted.
Yeah.
I love the whole implication when they're trying to draw blood at the hospital.
Yeah.
And the nurse is sticking the needle in the arm is like, oh, we got another one of these.
What was interesting was the lady who wanted to murder a superhuman.
Yeah.
So she got she hired her and stuff. That was very clever.
Yeah, that was an interesting little twist. I think I would have liked a little more build up to it, though. It just kind of felt like filler.
That's a fair. Well, you know, that's we said it would be good to see some
one-offs at the start.
One-offs, some detective stuff.
Yeah, I think
and even have the detective stuff flash back to her as a as a superhuman. That kind of worked for me.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you'd put that as episode two, I think it would seem a lot stronger.
Yeah, but it ended up where it went, like episode five or six.
Yeah, like seven almost. It was mid-series.
It threw off the pacing for me. It really did.
This one's a little all over the place, and obviously we all kind of watched it in pretty tight succession, so I can't imagine that maybe helped.
No, it was not terribly beneficial. To just catch it all as one makes as it did it benefit from binging, or is this a show that probably would have done better as a
I think if I had sort of stopped and said, okay, I'm gonna watch it, this is gonna be my Monday night thing, I'm gonna watch one, do something else, I might have liked it a little more.
Okay.
I mean, I know that's not gonna happen for Daredevil 2. That's just gonna be like, okay, I hit play. Oh my, it's time for dinner.
Yeah.
Daredevil is when? Next month?
Next month.
Yeah.
So are they pretty much saying, hey, here's Daredevil. Who the fuck cares about Batman?
That's kind of the goal, actually. I want to say it's coming out. I want to say it's dropping on Netflix the day before Batman.
No. There were rumors they were going to do that. I think it's like the week after.
Okay.
It's the week before.
It is March 8th. Okay.
BVS comes out on the 25th. And all I'm saying is, I know I was looking forward to Man of Steel after a couple trailers, so they're not going to fool me twice. I'm going to see it. I mean, I am going to see it.
On the cheap, on a Tuesday, maybe with your scene points.
Scene points for IMAX.
Okay.
What do you mean? We've already seen it. Trailer number two.
There's got to be something in the middle.
I've heard the trailer basically covers the first third of it. So, we'll see.
That's two-thirds more than I need.
But yes, I am addicted. I have not yet, they have not reached the point of the Transformers films where I'm like, you enjoy yourself, honey.
One of these days, I'll have a Transformers movie I like.
We had that.
No, I don't even like
animated.
That one. I don't like that one. I don't like that one.
Don't like 86?
It was not good at all.
I mean,
it was horrible.
There's a wonderful 20 minutes at the start, and then after that, it's just...
Scott, there is a nice 20 minutes at the end. But all that shit in between.
Yeah.
Oh my God, worst intergalactic road trip ever.
I know, right?
Cups war stories.
Shut up.
No.
Shut up, you old fucking robot who turns into a pickup truck.
But But we have to run around the junkyard planet with Weird Al playing.
No, no, we do not.
Eric Idle was there too.
What sort of goddamn fucking curse from hell below did they cast to make me not enjoy Weird Al doing something?
Yeah, that says some. That says a lot. We don't like Weird Al in a movie.
That's fucking sorcery, is what that is. And we should burn that witch.
Burn it.
Burn it! Burn the witch!
Well, and now that we have a lovely set of bookends about burning people, good night.
Witches and drummers! Burn them!
Have a good night, folks.
Burn a witch and a drummer! If you can burn a drumming witch, that's not too hard, actually.
Start the fire with the drummer to burn the witch.
Drummers are kindling. Witches are the main course. I don't know what the term is. Good night, everybody!
We are going to get sued by so many cats.
Gosh, I thought this smelled bad on the outside.
I Thought They Smelled Bad on the Outside is released under Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike Non-Commercial 3.0 International License. Please visit sbopodcast.com for contact information, social media links, and past episodes.